I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of LEGO Protective Services on 102.1 The River. Although Missouri voters made sports bookmaking legal, it will not be made legal in time for the Super Bowl, which is the largest gambling event of the year, as no licenses have been yet issued for the operators of sports betting facilities. The chairman of the Missouri Gaming Commission, Jan Zimmerman, says the first authorized sports betting facilities would be open in mid to late June. All of the licenses will be given out at once, and according to Zimmerman, this slows down the process. Licenses will be available for the 6 sports teams in the state, the casinos in the state, as well as 2 untethered licenses for online platforms. Southwestern Missouri State Senator Mitch Boggs is sick of misleading phone calls using fake numbers spoofed to make callers more likely to pick up junk and telemarketing calls. Boggs has introduced the Caller ID Anti-Spoofing Act to the Missouri State Senate. The new bill would make the first offense of spoofing a Class A misdemeanor and subsequent offenses a Class E felony. A provision of the bill allows people who have received unwanted calls with spoof numbers to sue for damages. The bill would also allow businesses in the state to register for the Missouri no-call list. If you're waiting on your order for Temu or AliExpress, you could be waiting a while, as the U.S. Postal Service has temporarily suspended all incoming packages from China and Hong Kong. Letters and flat mail from China will be continued to be delivered by the USPS. However, no packages will be delivered for now. No reason was given by the Postal Service for the suspension of service, and it is still unknown at this time if the suspension has anything to do with President Trump's recent executive orders dealing with trade. The city of O'Fallon is seeking nonprofit agencies and pet rescue groups who want to be a part of the city's annual Whiskers and Wags event. Applications will also be open next week for vendors for the pet-themed event, which will be held May 3rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Civic Park. More information can be found on the city's website at o'fallonmo.gov. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Lingo Protective Services on 102.1 The River.